I am Baby. I am a working woman. I live in a room on West 46th. The agency calls it an SRO. That means single room occupancy. But I call it my apartment. It's in the Markwell Hotel. My grandmother used to call me Baby, and of course she was the only one that ever cared for me when I was a child. I lost her when I was 7, and I always liked the name Baby, and I just thought I didn't have anyone to care for me. I just thought, you know, well, maybe people won't be... I mean, I know that people don't mean that they care for me when they say baby. It just sounds so nice. I work every day for 8 hours, 6 in winter. Virginia Brown, I call her Ginger, is my deaconess of music. She sings harmony with me and plays the accordion. She lives downtown. I don't know where exactly. We work for a living. We start every morning when Bloomingdale's opens at 9 a.m. and sing until 5 or sometimes 6 if our pay is good. In the winter, we quit at dusk, which sometimes is as early as 4. We've been singing outside of Bloomingdale's for 12 years now. When we first started singing here, the security manager tried to chase us off. I showed him how we were on the public sidewalk and never interfered with his boss's customers, but he kept shooing us away. Officer Clemens, who walks the beat on Lex and Third, and who we got to know later on, stood up for us, though. He warned us to stay far away from the doors. Later, he told me with a smile in his voice that we had won, and even later, Lewis told me that we were a fixture. I'm not sure I ever knew what he meant, but we've been working here now for 12 years, just like all those pretty girls who work inside, and we've never had a complaint since. Those that don't like our music, just walk on by, as the radio song goes. You never heard that word, busker? An elderly gentleman who used to walk by us every day with his little dog stopped one day and asked us about a song we were singing. It was The Royal Telephone to Jesus. He didn't know the song, but was curious to know where it came from. He was a nice man and always put a dollar or two in my cup. He had an accent like he was from far away, maybe London, England, or some such place. He asked how long we had been begging on the street. I corrected him politely, as I could tell from his voice he meant well and didn't understand our work until I explained to him that we work for our living just like he does, though I suspect he's retired or rich because he walks by us every afternoon when most folks are working. I explained to him that we work for a living and have never begged in our lives. He said he appreciated my explaining this to him and that we provide an important service in a big city. I can sing for 8 hours and never repeat a song. I know over 100 songs by heart, and Virginia knows most of them, as we've been singing together for over 20 years. He laughed and said he didn't mean to offend. He explained to me that where he came from, we were called buskers. I like the sound of the word, so when people ask us what we do, I tell them we're buskers, just like the nice man said. Anyway, blind people never forget voices. And this young man who asked us about some songs during one of our breaks and put a $5 bill in my cup came back the following day. I asked him if he lived near Bloomingdale's, and he said he was visiting his grandmother in the city. He must have liked our songs because he came to hear us a number of times during that week. The third day, he asked me about You'd Better Dig Deeper, a song we sing a lot. I learned it when I was at that home for unwed mothers in Topeka. An itinerant minister used to come every few weeks on Sunday, and he would make us all sing this song. I guess he thought we had been having carnal spells, or we wouldn't be there. Believe me, I hadn't had any carnal spells when I got with child at 15, even though they all agreed it was my fault. Virginia and I usually never repeat a song in the same day, but he wanted to hear it again, so we sang it for him.
If you're having carnal spells, oh Christian brother, if you're daily doing things that you regret, the old man within your heart will always bother. You had better dig a little deeper yet. You had better dig deeper. You had better dig deeper. You had better dig a little deeper yet. The old man will always bother. and he's one you cannot smother. You had better dig a little deeper, yeah.